My vocation is to love. This is the very well-known phrase and discovery of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus. Her vocation was to love, and this really freed her heart, opened up her heart to pursue with full force and all of her attention her vocation in the heart of the church as a Carmelite. But thankfully, none of us should really need a personal inspiration or private enlightenment to know that truth, right? This is the Catechism, thankfully, affirms it in very clear language, actually commenting on today's first reading from the book of Genesis. Genesis says, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." And the Catechism comments, "God, who created man out of love, also calls him to love, the fundamental and innate vocation of every human being. For man is created in the image and likeness of God, who is himself love. The fundamental and innate vocation of every human being." That means every human being, first of all, needs to know this, right? Needs to know that that's what they're made for. That is their goal. That is their end. That's what they should be pursuing on a daily basis, figuring that one out, right? So what does love mean? What does it mean for me? How am I to put that into practice concretely? And we shouldn't assume that our emotions or our thoughts, our words, the actions, the way we're living, we shouldn't assume that we've got that right. Even if we have a good intention, right? That doesn't necessarily mean we've got it right. Because, read today's gospel, the Pharisees and many of the Jews, they're getting it wrong. That's what our Lord is saying. They say, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" And this is great. The commentary on this passage says, "The Jews then, but especially the Pharisees, who wished to be accounted more religious than other people, made their whole sanctity consist in such outward and frequent washings before their meals. This excessive scrupulosity of the Jews was little, if indeed at all, conducive to piety or profit, since it kept them wholly intent upon external washings, and so it called off their minds from the interior care and purification of the soul from sin." You see that? They had it wrong. They were not on a path that leads to genuine, authentic, and God-pleasing love. And so this is really important, again, that we know our vocation to love and that we know with clarity what that means, what God is asking of us, how to please Him in our thoughts, our words, our actions, and also our sentiments and feelings. And so let's pray to Saint Therese today that she intercede for us from heaven, helping to lead us and guide us down this good path of love and fulfill our vocation, why God has created us and brought us into this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.